Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Eileen, thank you very much for that. Now, the Fair Deal scheme provides financial support to people who need long-term nursing home care. First introduced in 2009, it has been tweaked over the years, but it is the latest proposed changes that are of concern to advocacy groups for older people. Patricia Rickard-Clark is Chair of Safeguarding Ireland and Deputy Chair of Sage Advocacy, and she joins me now on the line. And Patricia, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Perhaps you might first talk us through what are the proposed changes to the scheme.
Good evening, Sarah. Well, the proposed changes, one of them is in relation to people who have availed of the Fair Deal scheme, are in a nursing home, and their house then is left vacant. And the proposal is, again, looking at what is the purpose of the proposal. It's to provide or to assist people with housing. And the proposal is that if the house is rented, that there will be a three-year cap on any rentals that will be collected during that period. At the moment, the situation is that if there is rental income, that will be taken into account, and a person then may find themselves that they don't qualify for the Fair Deal scheme.
Okay, and one of the downsides, I suppose, to the way it was working from a housing perspective is that you often found that houses were not being put on the rental market.
That's a fact, but we really, rather than tinkering around with the Fair Deal scheme, really, as a state, we need to look at the whole issue of the funding of long-term care for very vulnerable people. The people we're talking about here, many of them that are in nursing homes will have dementia. Safeguarding Ireland in particular is concerned at the level of financial abuse at the moment. So if this rental income does arise, first of all, you need the consent of a very vulnerable person. And how is that consent going to be obtained? We're still way behind in the commencement of our Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act. So at the moment, we have many people, again, family members and others, making decisions on behalf of old and frail people without their consent, even sometimes when they have capacity. So we've high levels or unacceptable levels of financial abuse of vulnerable people. So it's important that, and of course there's a good aspiration there that vacant property would be available for housing, but the impact on these people have to be taken account of. And Safeguarding Ireland would strongly support the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, that there must be robust safeguarding measures put in place.
And is your concern, Patricia, that you may have a situation where an older person is pushed towards a nursing home or nursing home care to get them out of their house to produce rental income for family members? Is that
indeed, and that is already the situation that is happening in some circumstances, because people know we've a hang up in this country about inheritance and inheriting the property and protecting the property for the next generation, but we don't talk about the provision of care and the use of a person's assets for their benefit when they need it and they need care. So really important issues, again, looking at the changes in the recent legislation in terms of farms and now the cap for farms and businesses. Again, what is the purpose of that legislation? The purpose is to preserve the assets for the next generation. But I haven't heard in all of the debate what provision has been made for the person who owned the assets. Again, we know that there are many people who are qualify and are getting the Fair Deal. They are being financially abused in the sense that, again, if an agent is looking after their finances, 80% of the monies go to their maintenance. 20% is meant to be for comforts, but it's not comforts. That 20% is vital for many people in terms of therapies, clothes, hair, social activities. So we really, as I say, we need to unpack the current system of financing and funding health and social care for people.
And when you say that this type of abuse that you're talking about, I mean the idea that I cited there of somebody being pushed out of their home so that their house could be freed up for rental as a rental property, you're saying that's happening. Do we have any idea what sort of scale that's happening on?
Well, if I can give you some figures, first of all, Safeguardie did a survey back in 2017. We were trying to assess what the level of abuse, say, of vulnerable people was. And that survey indicated that 50% of Irish people either themselves or were aware of somebody else that had been abused. That's a very high proportion. If we look then at the figures, I say, of financial abuse, and we have very limited figures, but the HSE has been producing reports over the last number of years, and that will indicate that across the board, say, from 18 up, the figure is around 20%, much higher than in other jurisdictions. But when you come over the age of 65, that level of financial abuse increases to well into the mid-20s. If you're over 80, the level of financial abuse increases up to about 30%. Mm-hmm. So people, and again, families, and to qualify for the Fair Deal, you can legally transfer your assets 5 years ahead of time in order for the person to qualify. But there's no provision made for the person who needs all the extras for their care and whatever. So our whole thinking is all about protecting assets for others and not providing appropriate care for older people who need it.
So how should this be structured, do you think, or how could it be structured differently that would do, as you say, to provide the appropriate care for people whose assets are their own?
Yes, well, first of all, as I say, we need to unpack the current system, and again, we don't have proper home care, and we're tinkling away again at that, and we're going to have now regulation of home care. But we're not looking, what we want is a single system of long-term care with a choice of where you select to have your care, and also then how we're going to fund it. So we have to look at how we're going to fund that. So the contributions of individuals, families, the state, including the use of people's own assets towards paying for care and support. So we need to examine that further in terms of equity, fairness and quality of life outcomes for people.
So for
and
example,
also the balance between generations, the balance, you know, between the private transfer of wealth from one generation to another, and then ensuring that there is equality of access to quality care for people who need it. Mm. And the government did promise in the recent past to set up a commission on care. We need that commission on care to be set up and to look at these issues. So it's very difficult. Also, I mean, obviously, we need to provide for succession planning for farms and business on the one hand, and at the same time, we need to be very sure that the rights of very vulnerable people are protected. And the state Yes. has a particular obligation to ensure that vulnerable people's rights are absolutely respected.
In terms of what you're saying there, I think it's unlikely, I don't know if you'd agree with me, that the sort of changes you're talking about there are going to be done in the very short term. So therefore, if these proposed changes come in the meantime, which would allow people to rent out properties and keep the income, what sort of safeguards do you think would need to be in place to protect people?
Well, again, Sarah, in this jurisdiction, we have no adult safeguarding legislation. And a bill was tabled in 2017, and I noticed that it's restored on the order book in the Oireachtas recently in March of this year. So we need robust safeguarding provisions to ensure that the abuse of very vulnerable people in all its guises, including coercive control. The thing about the transfer of the assets ahead, the 5 years, people, again, Safeguarding Ireland did a recent survey, and coercive control and undue influence came out really on top. And coercive control permeates all other types of abuse. So people are being put under pressure, older people, to transfer their assets ahead of time so they will qualify for the fair deal so that the next generation has the assets, but without proper provision for that older person.
All right. Well, we have to leave it there, Patricia, this evening, but thank you very much for joining us. That's Patricia Rickard-Clark, who's Chair of Safeguarding Ireland.